It is a Monday. Monday, man. Monday. Let's try that again.
I prefer a Wednesday.
It is Hank FM. It is your Monday edition of Not Necessarily the News. News basically for those who get their news from non-news people. As you can tell. Welcome our Hank FM worldwide audience, streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. Have fun in the comments. A tree nearly two centuries old will be removed from the White House grounds. It was announced yesterday by Trump because it's nearly 200 years old and it's kind of fallen apart.
Gotta go.
Yeah. It's interesting. Trump was the one that announced this. This is Doge goes deep, I guess. No, it's the removal. They say that it's the Jackson Magnolia, and the tree's origin traces back to about 1829 when Andrew Jackson planted two southern magnolias near the South Portico as a tribute to his wife, Rachel.
Oh, Rachel.
So the magnolias stood there. I can stop with this right here on the south side. When they're walking to the plane with a helicopter on the lawn, they always pass this. So it's been in every photograph of every president on the south side of the lawn.
So it's kind of inspo for Joanna Gaines.
Yeah, so they're going to be taken down. Trump says that the wood may be used for other, quote, high and noble purposes.
Oh!
There you go. And that they will also grow a bigger, better, huger, more beautiful tree with a packet of beans that Elon found at a farmer's market. So it's going to be happening this week at the White House.
So I know we were all thinking, when are we going to get more pop stars in the music industry? Well, the answer is now, and her name is Zaylee Windsor. Now, she made it to the audition process on American Idol by singing a song called Used that she wrote at the tender age of 14 years old about a bitter breakup. Now, Luke Bryan didn't think she was quite ready, but Carrie Underwood declared that she had a Taylor-esque quality there, KB. He agreed and said, hey, I'm just seeing how far you're going to go to fight for your contestant here, Carrie. Lionel Richie sealed the deal by saying, hey, she's won me over. Ryan Seacrest always adding intellectual insight by saying that Zaylee is already winning.
She mean James Taylor-esque quality or just... Luke didn't get it. It's okay. So over the weekend, Richard Chamberlain, the studious leading man, was Dr. Kill there. Also of the Thornbirds back in the 60s and 70s, passing away just 2 days shy of his 91st birthday.
Dang.
Complications following a stroke. And over the weekend on Saturday as well, he exited too early by some accounts. You know, at the end of Saturday Night Live, when everybody's waving goodbye at the end, you know.
We love you. So
had such a great time hosting this week. Want to thank the Roots for being our special musical guest. Have a great week. Bye. They do that thing. Well, everybody then stands around and awkwardly just hangs out and hugs each other. And the cast that's seen each other numerous times for a solid week just decides to. Yeah, that's how we end everything. Yeah. Morgan Wallen, just afterwards, when the host, Mikey Madison, said goodbye, hugged Morgan, and then Morgan just walked off.
Yeah, it's like I got
like through the crowd, like straight through the front of the camera shot. And everybody thought that he was, you know, just ready to get out of there. He did a couple of, not too long after that, on his Instagram, posted a picture on a jet saying, get me to God's country. So maybe there was something about that, but it also people close to Morgan said he just really needed to get to the plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody wants to be in New York all the time.
I mean, these people for an entire week. Why do we need to act like you're never going to see them again? It's back next week. They show back up on Monday morning.
Does that mean we're not going to do that after the show today?
Goodbye.
We love you so much.
I want to thank Woody Harrelson.
Do you ever dream of living in those cool houses that you see on TV? Well, you're not alone, and someone has compiled a list of the best of the best. That would be the top 10 featuring The Simpsons' abode, Walter White's house, not to mention Tony Soprano's digs, the Monterey Place, featured in Big Little Lies, and the Brady Bunch House at number 6. Didn't they have orange carpet?
Yeah. Wouldn't. There's no way anybody could ever know that.
Top 5 include the Mansion from Bridgerton, Monica's Purple Apartment in Friends, the Miami Abode from the Golden Girls, the Bel Air Mansion with the Fresh Prince, and at number 1, the Victorian in San Francisco from Full House. I'm sorry, guys, but it just sold last year, and you missed out on a bargain.
And not necessarily the business news. Elon Musk, over the weekend, he sold X, Twitter, sold X to himself. His AI company, XAI, bought X, Twitter, for $33 billion in an all-stock deal. I don't understand most of anything like that, but Elon sold it to Elon, and AI took over. And one also in business news, one company coming back, and I was shocked that they shuttered when they did. Bye Bye Baby is coming back. The store, well, for those expecting parents who don't know what to do. And that's where you register. And that's where you find everything. They were, part of the problem was back in the day, they were bought by Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
That didn't turn out well for Bed Bath & Beyond, too. And then Overstock bought them. But now they announced that as of, by Mother's Day of this year, Bye Bye Baby will start coming back and reopening stores.
That's really important because I remember when I had a two-year-old and a newborn, especially a two-year-old who may have been taller for her age. Like, you need to try the strollers. You need to see what you're getting into. And there was like a whole corral of them. And I feel bad for moms and dads out there now.
Yeah, a large reason they decided to come back is because of Elon, actually. Because there's not enough.
Good job, Elon.
He's got a lot going on now.
So opening day of Major League Baseball went down last week, and the big news at Globe Life Field was, of course, the boomstick burrito that everybody was talking about. But if you need something more traditional, well, fear not, have we got a taste sensation for you. That would be an old-fashioned hot dog, a ballpark favorite. It features bacon, onions, peppers, brown mustard. Sounding good? Sound like something you'd order?
I like it.
Kind of like the KB and Heatherly special. They then soak it in a glass of goat milk.
Goat milk?
Yep. It was created for the minor league team, the Hartford Yard Goats.
I hope they lose everything that they ever play. Or end up fifth. That'll be fine.
I think Deborah Ferguson from NBC4 would eat that. Remember, she just drank the raw goat milk?
She's a trooper.
Raw dog, baby.
I don't think that's what that means.
Is a goat.
As you are coming off a car buying experience of your own, Ferrari announced late last week it will raise prices by 10% on certain models after April 1st in response to the new United States Trump auto tariffs. Ferrari's price will be going up. Darn, I was this close.
Shoot. I get one with the full
changes everything.
House.
And then finally, over the weekend, they announced scientists have confirmed that time travel is possible and that people have already done it. Yeah, that's what they said, though, last time.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.